and gentlemen, buckle up. We're going 3-1.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
A drag race, they're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is. What's up, everybody? This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast coming at you from the MHK. Y'all don't know what that means. Manhattan, Kansas, Eddie Greer III. One more time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Literally, just 24 hours from what was a terrific finish in Kentucky. And oh, by the way, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, for those of you who are checking our podcast for the first time, it's all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Big D, also here in the EG33Y garage area in Manhattan, Kansas, enjoying this gorgeous evening here in the old MHK, and you're laughing at me because I am wearing this mask. More on that here a little bit in the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. This is the post-race edition of the podcast, and we're talking all things Kentucky. And yes, we are recording on a Sunday, and of course, yes, with me being, I told you guys this last week, this week I am super busy with vacation. Baba's school at our church. We are doing it this week. A lot of churches around here did theirs last week, and now we got ours coming up this week. And I'm going to be super busy with that. And of course, yes, I am sort of, quote in quotation marks, the lead character, if you will, or if you want to say superhero, whatever you want to call it. But I tell you, I am looking forward to the challenge this week. That is for sure. But hey, I got one job, right? One job, and that's to get those kids fired up, just like I am here on the podcast. And hence the mask. Yes, all your listeners cannot see, obviously, because yes, we don't do our... No, we don't do my podcast on YouTube and anything like that. So you guys will not be able to see the mask for that entire reason. But anyways, trying to get used to the feel of this mask before heading to VBS starting tomorrow night in Pence. Yes, I know I'm going off the rails a little bit early, but I just want to let you know now, just trying to get used to talking and having this mask on top of my head. And other thing, of course, we all usually record on Monday nights. Yep, VBS has that all blocked off, so I won't be able to do that. That hints the Sunday recording here tonight as we're recording right now. And of course, we'll be back on schedule next week. But of course, don't worry, you're going to get your two episodes of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. This week, I recored recorded Friday with Blake Lothian, one of the up and comers of NASCAR, currently part of the U.S. Legend Semi-Pro Car Series there. Great discussion there. That was recorded Friday. That's going to be posted on Tuesday. Big D has that scheduled on his cell phone. He better have it. And of course, as usual, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast has finally found some footing, uploading our post-race reaction edition of the podcast on Wednesday. So look out for that. And yeah, looking forward to that. But back to the racetrack. Man, literally recording this podcast almost 24 hours after we saw probably one of the better finishes of the year, and the battle of the bushes commenced last night Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Kurt Busch winning stage one. Kyle Busch, he turned it up in stage two, winner of stage two, and then the Busch boys brought the hammer down, aka Mitch Holthus, last night. Holy you know what. Wow. Unbelievable. Yell at my TV screen, and I had a benefit. Well, maybe a little bit beneficiary, because the wife is not and still is not back from Iowa. She's supposed to be back tomorrow doing that whole family reunion stuff on the mother-in-law side of things. But look, if you weren't yelling at your TV screen last night, I don't know what's wrong with you. What a battle between... And this is not the first time these guys have battled. They battled a few times over the past. And of course, if you want to go back, ladies and gentlemen, early this year at Bristol. At Bristol, Kurt Busch trying to chase down Kyle Busch. Couldn't do it. Kurt, big man Kurt, talking about, hey, you know, if I get a chance, you know, to get close to my baby brother, I'm going to wreck his ass. He didn't say it like that, but he's going to wreck him. And everybody said, okay, you know, do this. Hey, I wanted to see that. A lot of people doubted that and whatnot. And last night, you fast forward to last night. What is today, last night? Fast forward to July 13th, last night, Saturday night. Kurt Busch was a man possessed last night. Obviously, the situation that went down at Daytona a week prior to that, where it got a winch taken away from, or I'm not going to go as far to say that instance, but, you know, Matt McCall, I'm gonna put this on Matt McCall, making the decision to pit there, running out of gas there, and then a few seconds later, the lightning hits the racetrack, and then, voila, there goes your chance. So Kurt Busch easily could have won back-to-back races, and Kurt Busch started out of the gate hot for Ganassi Racing. I thought, I'm getting there. But, all right, so Matt McCall went on Twitter, and I have not seen or actually listened to the entire Twitter video that he posted, but obviously he got hit hard with what he posted over the week. And of course, I can't think of his wife's name at the top of it right now. Even his own wife grilled him on Twitter on that post. So, you know, it's funny things that it comes back around. Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, and even before this battle, Kyle Busch was battling with Joey Logano late in this race, and I thought they were going to make hard contact with each other here. I was yelling at the screen at that moment also. Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, in this moment of time, this was before the final caution came out. You're seeing the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3, wearing the superhero mask tonight with Big D here in a post-race reaction edition of the podcast. But, all right, so you got, after the final pit stops, Logano chases down Kyle Busch. These guys going at it hard, and I don't know what it is. I think it was Jeff Burton that said last night that, I don't know what it is about the second half of the season. Either he or Dale Jr. said it. I don't know, but the tension gets turned up when we get to call these races. And that's what this is, another instance here. No offense to Martin Truex Jr. Unfortunately had issues. Well, pit road violation last night and wasn't nowhere close, really. Non-factor in this race. I mean, pleasure to seeing two dominating wins for Truex, a.k.a. my favorite driver. But yeah, he was not a factor. All this talk, and I had my concerns going in on Truex in this package. And a perfect example, last night, I mean, they've been hit and miss on a mile and a half, so they got some work to do on that front if they are going to be contending, once again, for a deep run in the playoffs. But back to Logano and Kyle Busch, you got the racing was a lot better than we saw in the last two races, maybe three, if you want to put it that way. Strategy all over the place. Tires wasn't an issue. Strategy was off the charts last night, Big D. And after green flag stops, the final green flag stops of the night, you have Kyle Busch out front, and Kurt and Clinton Bowyer was a player for most of the night as well. I'll touch on Daniel Suarez in a moment. But these guys, I thought for sure these guys were going to touch even more than they actually were. And there you go, fast forward to the famous final restart. Holy bananas. You got, and I tweeted this out before even the restart went underway in overtime, by the way, that somebody in the second row had a chance to win this race. And Lord and behold, Kurt Busch, four tires, probably, and yes, I just said tires didn't really matter at this instance, but a little bit fresher tires than the guys, than the leaders up front. Kurt Busch put those guys, Logano three wide. Logano didn't know who to block or disturb the air of the 18 or the one car. Kurt Busch sailed on into turn one, high and dry. And then Eric Jones, he was in the catbird seat. And quite honestly, I don't know where he came from, to be honest. I knew he was hovering around the top 10 late in this race, but I'm like, where did this dude come from? The 20. I haven't seen him through 90% of the night, and there he is. He has the best seat in the house. Oh, yeah, if you're Eric Jones in that situation, I'm licking my chops because these guys, brothers and all, these guys are going to take each other out. This is my exact thoughts as this is playing out. These guys are going to take each other out. And Kurt Busch, Kyle was leading at the time, current coming off of into turn three on Kurt Busch. He was not going anywhere. He was like a dog last night, boy. I tell you, he's a dog. For what he did, he wasn't going to back down. And for what it is, you know, I give Kurt Busch props. Backing up, I mean, yes, he did not take out Kyle necessarily, but you got Kurt Busch on the outside sticking, and you have contact to the line. I thought the worst there. Kyle was going to turn Kurt. You had to be thinking that situation. You knowing these two history, the Busch boys, you know, the famous contact against one another in the All-Star race. A couple, yeah, thanks. I'm going to take this off. This is a little hot in here with this mask on. I'm going to take it off. Now I'm comfortable a little bit. This is the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Eddie Green III, you guys, on his post-race edition, literally 24 hours from a terrific finish between Kurt and Kyle, which Kurt finally gets one on Kyle Busch. Kurt's on a scoreboard here in 2019. And yes, I thought for a second that he was with Stuart Haas Racing. It's the middle of the year. Yeah, I apologize about that. But hey, I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. He's with Ganassi. Okay, so Ganassi on the board in 2019. And Stuart Haas, the mind boggles continue. Well, I shouldn't say mind boggles is the wrong word. But still, even though a couple strong showings by Bowyer and Suarez last night, Harvick was strong, and then he, which with all the races we've seen him, he faded late in this race. There in the other car, Almirola was a player also. I don't know where he finished. We'll get to all the rundown here shortly, but holy cow. I mean, if you tell me that Kyle's not going to wreck Kurt in that situation going into that final stretch of wreck, you're crazy, because that was my thought process. These guys were beating and banging, racing hard. This is what you get here. Kurt, Kyle, to the line. More contact. And I'm surprised Kurt made it to the line, because the rear end was smoking, tire smoke. He made it. And I'm very surprised Eric Jones did not force or get closer than he did, because these guys were going at it hard. But at the end of the night, though, Kurt Busch, what a thrilling win. Pit crew members going to number one car, riding the victory lane. That's old school, baby. That's what I like right there. That's what you get. That's what you pay right there. And Kentucky needed a good race in the worst way. They got it last night. And you probably can think, I mean, strategy was all over the board. Like I said a few moments ago, strategy was all over the board. You had no tires, two tires, some four tires. Daniel Suarez took, him and that the crew chief of the 41. And I don't want to get, I think it was Billy Scott. Yeah, Billy Scott, crew chief, 41, hot seat. Taking Suarez leading the most laps he's ever led in a cup race to this date. Last night, Billy Scott, after stage one, says, we're going to go put four tires on it. And he got lit up there. And fortunate for him. And then also Suarez, I believe, went a lap down at one point in this race as well. So for him to do that, you know, Suarez, the battle back, that shows resiliency right there for that 41 and Clint Bowyer. For what it is, Clint Bowyer was in position there to possibly finally get on the board here this year. Unfortunately for him, you know, he had a car that was good in a short run, but, you know, Letarte, Burton, and those guys yesterday got after the 14 for holding the line up last night after he pitted, because there were times that there's four-car battle for the lead. It can't get any better if you're a NASCAR fan. So Kentucky, worst possible situation, needed this race because we got a couple of duds. I mean, all of my favorite driver taking the drivers to the woodshed, but, you know, fat in this moment last night, folks, Kentucky got what it needed. The crowd was into it. The crowd was hyped up last night. Kurt Busch pumped up. Stand on top of the car. You live for moments like that, especially against your sibling there. And Kurt Busch gets Kyle Busch to the stripe at Kentucky. And, of course, afterwards there, Kurt needed to look for a ride home because Kyle left Kurt at the racetrack. So, it's typical stuff. I know how it feels. I've been in those sibling battles with my brothers in the past. I know how it goes down. So, as a competitor, you want to beat competitors on a racetrack. But none better than beating your not in that way, but winning against your older brother or younger brother, whatever it is that you're going up against. So definitely you want to be the better person than that Kurt Busch was last night and get some redemption from Bristol, where he was trying to track down Kyle. All Kurt hit the wall, and then Kurt jazzed first and Kyle jazzed back at him. But the old sore loser Kyle came last night and said, it is what it is, moving on, and ends up leaving his brother, younger brother, older brother, Kurt being the oldest, in Kentucky, making him look for the ride. This is a 3-wide NASCAR podcast post-race reaction, literally 24 hours after Kurt Busch scoring his first win of the year. Not only that, folks, but getting the first win for Ganassi Racing this year, finally getting offside. You know, last year, you know, Kyle Larson, Jimmy McMurray. McMurray didn't do much. Kyle Larson didn't do much either. So they were shut out last year. Ganassi Racing was. And now, finally, after a year and change, you got to go back to Ganassi's last win. I believe it came at Richmond a couple years ago. And now, finally, Ganassi, Chip Ganassi, scoring a win there, and it comes in the hands of Kurt Busch. A lot of people, and I think yours truly said Kurt Busch was going to get a win first before Kyle Larson did, and that's what exactly played out. Kyle Larson, though, quietly finished in the top five in this one. Solid run for him. A couple of solid runs for the 42, though, in the last couple of weeks there. Kyle had a chance to win at Chicagoland against Alex Bowman. He didn't get it done, so Ganassi. And Kurt talked about riding momentum. And they needed a couple tweaks here and there to compete with the Penske's, with the Joe Gibbs Racings, and such. Is this the sentimental point of the year that this one car has? I mean, they were hot out of the gate early this year, Kurt Busch putting out top 10 for top 10. And now you put Kurt Busch knows how to win on NBC. he goes back to Bristol last year. Kurt holding off the field at Bristol, the night race at Bristol. And here, NBC 2 weeks into their schedule, he wins again. So Kurt Busch knows how to win when the intensity's turned up on NASCAR on NBC / NBC SNEG3 rolling on this Sunday night here in MHK for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast as we switch screens now over to the rundown from the Quaker State 400. And I might stop here and there. And let's just go from the bottom to the top. Y'all know how I do it here every week on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with Beachy McCloyd. Shotgun through 36. Austin Dillon actually backed up his run for once here. You know, strong and then taking chances late there. Team decided to leave him out due to some engine issues there for the 3. Cost him another bad finish for the 3 of Austin Dillon. Again, you got to go back to last. Austin Dillon had an opportunity to win at Daytona before he got taken out a big, after he and Clint Boyer cost a big one there last week. So Austin Dillon trying to fight his way, trying to get that playoff spot. This is not going to way to do it, unfortunately for him. Quinn Hoff, 34th. Bailey Curry, 33rd. Landon Castle, 32nd. Ross Chastain, 31st. Jimmy Johnson, 30th there. And that is Big D, the lap traffic pick. Unfortunately, that pick. I went off script a little bit. I actually went off based on what Harrington Motorsports did at Chicagoland. Jimmy Johnson got some swag back a little bit. He's going to go up here. I know this is one of the tracks that Jimmy Johnson has not won at. And when those points, I don't know if I'm going to look when those points came out, to be quite honest with you guys. But Johnson comes home in the 30th position there. So he had an adventurous night, especially in the second half of the race. David Reagan, 29th. Corey LaJoie, 28th. Matt Tiff, 27th. Ty Dillon, 26th. Michael Dowell, 25th. Daniel Hemric, who started in the 6th spot, had a pit road violation with equipment carried out of the pit box, cost him 24th. Bubba Wallace, who set that fantastic finish up there, 23rd. I mean, no offense, Bubba, but damn, you said, everybody's thanking you to a day after saying thank you. I mean, unfortunately, you know, spinning out there. I mean, we all thought, oh goodness, you know, Logano's gonna run away with this one because Joy was the leader of this race before the final caution came out. And Bubba Wallace there spinning off of turn 2 there, bring out the final caution, set up this heck of a finish there between the Busch boys there. So, but Bubba Wallace, so that's respectable there, 23rd. Kevin Harvick, like I mentioned earlier, Harvick started 5th in this race, ran strong in the first stage, but this 4 faded as the race went on. This has been the story of the year to this point. Stuart Haas Racing, you lose Kurt Busch, Stuart Haas to Ganassi, he wins, and now Stuart Haas is, even though with the showings of Almirola, Boyer, and Suarez, you got your leader finishing in the 22nd spot. Not good for Stuart Haas Racing. Brian Priest, 21st, Brad Keselowski. Well, he was off as well, due to some issues as well. He finished in the 20th spot. I mentioned Martin Truex Jr. earlier, going for 3 in a row last night, was the non-factor in another mile and a half. 19th for 19. William Byron, 18th. And William Byron, while we're on him for a minute, William Byron, once again, the restarts, again, crippled Byron and Knaus. But on unfortunate circumstances, though, this time, because Boyer snookered William Byron to jump early enough for him to get restart violation. And Byron, he was in the top 10 through most of that second half of that race last night. Fortunate situation, that's not the finish that he wanted, but he's still solid in the playoffs. Alex Bowman, 17th. Matthew Benedetto up there in the 16th spot there. Chase Elliott, 15th. Eric Almirola got confirmation. Started on the front row with Daniel Suarez. Daniel Suarez wouldn't pull for the Quaker State 400. And Almirola, 14th. Blaney rebounded from a loose wheel, or I should say a tire going down, one of those two. I should say a tire vibration, one of those three. But Blaney, 13th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was trying to get up there, mixed up in the top 10 from parts of the night. 12th, Paul Menard, 11th. And now you get to the top 10 where JTG Doherty's Chris Buescher lands. This dude, in typical Chris Buescher fashion, looking at this rundown sheet last night, after they're trying to settle down from this hell of a finish, Buescher, somebody tweeted out, nobody's talking about this cat, Chris Buescher. Why? I go, why? And I read, he finished in the top 10 and 10th. Buescher, solid run. Chris Buescher getting it done there. And a couple of years ago, either last year or the year before, he had a strong car, for he had issues. So, Buescher in the 10th spot. And once again, this is, I believe, either 3 in a row or 2 in a row, whatever. But Ryan Newman, who was first guy out of the playoffs, but not by much now. He came into this race in the playoffs, but he leaves 4 out last time I checked that. Newman in a nice spot there. So Newman, again, being the pain that he is, Newman trying to stay in the playoff chase there. Daniel Suarez, you know, the Billy Scott screw-up. So Matt McCall, if he screwed up, then last week at Daytona, then Billy Scott's going to be scratching his head this week saying, what in the world was I doing calling my driver down for 4 tires there when Suarez did not. Yeah, it was Kurt Busch won the stage, but Suarez, he was a rocket. And Daniel Suarez chatted about his car all week, saying that this is our shot here to win it. Well, he did finish the top 10. This could have been a lot worse, or what it could have been for the 41 of Suarez there, if not for that track position call there to take 4 tires instead of 2 there. I mean, you have a fast car. I mean, you would think that, hey, you don't want to get back in that traffic because of the dirty air, whatnot, with this package, and it's hard to pass. There's a lot of chatter on Twitter last night about that, and rightfully so, because this has been the theme all year. I mean, restarts, everybody's acting a fool because you don't get spots after between 5 to 10 laps or whatever. Then you're not going to get it unless you got a fast car like Joey Logano last night, Kyle Busch, or Kurt Busch last night. You weren't getting to the front. So that's the only reason there. If you have an ill-handed car, you're hell. You're not going to get to the front of field. So, you know, with all this desperation, and expect this to even pick up even more. I shouldn't even say that, because this is what we should expect all week. Not all week. All year, for the rest of the year, that restarts are going to play a huge factor in. Oh, goodness. I mean, we're not even at the playoff stage yet. This is just going to keep ramping up. Joey Logano, who looked to be on the way, just claiming more playoff points. Kurt Busch gets them. And then he started in the front row, the final restart in overtime, and then fell like a rock, could not block Kyle or Kurt Busch. Logano, disappointingly, in his words, 7th place. Bowyer, 6th. Denny Hamlin battles back from another pit road violation. Somehow ends up in the 5th spot. He had a competitive car all weekend, though. So the 11 continues his strong surge here in the second half, or in the summer months here for Hamlin. So guys got to start paying back attention to this guy. Remember, he has 2 wins here so far this year. Kyle Larson, 4th. Big night for Ganassi as they take the first 1 in 4th spot. Erik Jones back in the playoff picture there in 3rd. Kyle Busch. And obviously we already talked enough about the brothers there taking the first 2 spots there. We're going to switch gears real quick here to the Xfinity Series, where it was the Cole Custer Show one more time. Cole Custer! It was the Cole Custer Show. After it looked to be the C. Bell Show, though, for the most part, after Christopher Bell taking the first 2 stages there. And then after that, 20 car, C. Bell, in his words, saying, we got aka too comfortable with the setup. And this is what I'm talking about here. And this is a shot at Jason Ratcliffe, veteran crew chief that is. You know, I don't know if they made, and judging by that reaction, they probably didn't do too much with them cars, and that proved costly enough. And Christian Bell, this should have been for Christian Bell. He looked like the car to beat, but once again, and I am losing Mike Shiplett. Yeah, Mike Shiplett, the crew chief, has been a world of difference for Cole Custer. Mike Shiplett, you remember, I believe it was last year. Yeah, last year, all those wins on the autumn drivers last year, with three or four different drivers last year, and three in the same amount the year before that. This Mike Shiplett, probably one of the more underrated crew chiefs in the business. You're here to hear first from 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Hey, I mean, Shiplett, in a perfect world, Shiplett was supposed to be with Ross Chastain in that 42. That was supposed to happen, and y'all know the story. Not going down, not touching the rabbit hole yet again. I'm just saying, you know, who knows? But Mike Shiplett, Cole Custer, all of a sudden, you know, Cole Custer, all this talk about Cole Custer moving up to the Cup Series, you know, he had to start, the rumor was, he had to start winning races before doing that. Now, Cole Custer has won 5 races, one more than Bell, and don't remember top of head how many Tyler Reddick has at the moment. I'm so fired up. But Cole Custer putting it down one more time in this race for the Alsco's 300. Top 10. There's not much really to be said here in this instance here. Cole Custer, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, who started in the 8th spot. So the big three finish 1, 2, 3. So this is a story in the Xfinity Series. Who's going to step up and try to challenge these guys? I ain't seen it yet. But one guy who has won this year, back in Daytona early this year, this Michael Annette, he's showing me something this year. Finished in the 4th spot, Chase Elliott. Not Chase Elliott. Dang it. Chase Briscoe in the 5th spot. Rest of your top 10 finishers there. Noah Gregson, who qualified well in 3rd. Finished 6th, Justin Allgaier. 7th, Ryan Truex in the Florida-Georgia Line paint scheme. Come home in the 8th spot, Ryan Sieg and Justin Haley rounds out the top 10 from the Alice Coast 300 there. Next time you'll be seeing, and we'll go to the standings here, we'll come back from intermission here as we get our screen switched over. Yeah, so next time we'll be seeing the Xfinity Series is this up next weekend, really, should say this week, really, because we're about to enter a new week. The Roxor 200 on NBC. It's NPRN has coverage on that. That is a 4 o'clock Eastern time zone start. 3 o'clock local time here in the MHK, Oklahoma, Texas. Y'all know where it's at. If y'all listening, we have some heavy listeners out West Coast. You guys can do the math for me. Y'all know what it is on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Cole Custer. Stone Cold Cole Custer. Bring it down one more time at Kentucky. We're bringing the emission down right now in the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. When we come back, we'll touch real quick on the standings in the Monster Energy Cup Series and this truck race. Whew, gotta tell you, man, action on the track and off it. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Back in a bit.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Moving along on this Sunday night, the post-race reaction from Kentucky, where Kurt Busch knocks off Kyle Busch, his brother, for a huge win for Ganassi. Kurt Busch in the playoffs. Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, all about the latest in the world of motorsports, getting outdoor, truck series, which we'll break down here in just a bit, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions, all of motorsports. And while we're on this real quick, time for a little bit of social media real quick, at EG3_FastEddie again, at EG3_FastEddie, and again, the giveaway is still going on right now, and I promise I will get after what's going on iTunes, so be on the lookout for that, of course. 325 on Twitter and iTunes. We are looking for 50 reviews, obviously, and 10 reviews for, I might have said that twice, 50 ratings, 10 reviews. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast will unlock the two diecasts. The two diecasts there. Trying to read here. Okay, the two diecasts I'm going to be giving away here once we achieve those numbers. So once again, at EG3_FastEddie 325. Then we're looking for 5-star ratings. Please tell your friends. We need 50. And of course, I'm challenging you guys. Spread the word. And of course, 10 reviews. It helps us out a lot. Not for the fame, not doing this for the fame, doing it for the love of being a fan of the sport. Please spread the word. If you've been listening throughout the year, or you're new, or you've been listening, been in and out of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, please download the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever major podcasts are found. Obviously, I've mentioned iTunes already. We're on Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and many, many more. And of course, we're on SoundCloud as well, getting it updated with the latest episodes there. So if you missed any of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, make sure you download, subscribe to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Business is taking care of. Let's go to the trucks. Actually, no, we're going to do that last. Let's just go to the standings real quick of the Cup Series. Here, real quick, before we talk the Wild Truck Series here for a second here, and I am going to focus, well, right now, of course, Joey Logano still leads the regular season standings over Kyle Busch right now, and it's not even close between Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. So right now, to focus squarely on a 22-18, just like it was last night in that fierce battle for the top spot before that final caution came out, 11 separate the 22 and the 18 for the regular season championship with 7 to go. Switching over to the playoff screen for a second. Now I've got Kurt Busch highlighted in bold there with the win. And you got to check. Woo! So it is really tight. And when I looked at the NBC screen there, things have tightened up one more time here. Jimmy Johnson is the last driver in right now. Eric Jones is back in it. Clint Boyer needed a strong run, got the strong run, and goes to New Hampshire there this week. So things are heating up. And I mentioned Ryan Newman is the first guy out of the posting playoff there, but he is within striking distance. So you cannot, if you're one of those guys up in the mix right now, you cannot afford a screw up there, or you're going to be in trouble here. Got a variety of tracks coming up here. New Hampshire, we're going back to Pocono. Watkins Glen Road Course, we're going back to Michigan next month. Bristol, Darlington, and of course the regular season finale in Indy. So a lot of variety of tracks here. And of course there's going to be an off weekend in the middle of that. And speaking of off weeks, when the Cup Series takes off, their final week of the year, I plan on taking off. You know, usually I do, since this is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, I've been doing podcasts every week, but I figured I'd change something up a little bit there on that. We're going to be taking a week off with the Cup Series there before crunch time, playoff time begins in the fall. So, yep, looking forward to that. So, that weekend, but stay tuned for more details on that because I could have an interview replace that, or like I talked about in a recording of Blake Lothian, with Blake Lothian, actually. That's going to be up this week, so be on the lookout for that. Like I mentioned at the top of the podcast tonight, and you know, I plan on doing possibly a throwback episode on that, on one of the older episodes of the Throughout NASCAR podcast, the beginning. So this is, nobody hasn't heard this except for my friend, for the in-town friends of Mahan, Kansas. So, you know, I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that as well. So more information to come. That's down the line somewhere. So, but for right now, for the rest of the night, we're going to be talking truck series. And woo, gotta tell you, Big T, this was a weird race from where I was sitting at. And then social media really turned up the heat on a couple of drivers. And I got, speaking of turned up, I'm going to be calling out some drivers here while we're doing this Gainer Outdoor Truck Series run now. Because this thing, buckle up in your trucks, 225, woo, gotta tell you, after stage one, things got crazy. It got crazy real fast there. And oh yeah, my lap traffic fantasy pick for the Xfinity Series was the winner, Cole Custer there. That was probably the only thing I had right there because I don't want to go down this rabbit hole right now. I'll get there in a few moments. But this Tyler Ingram, getting it done, the upset in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series. But not only that, but this kid has been coming in the last several months. Obviously ran well at Texas. Had us, you know, even though yes, Kentucky and Texas are a little slightly different mile and a half tracks, Tyler Ingram ran very well at Texas. Both Texas races, actually enough. Ingram being in the mix, surviving the stage two chaos, and then not only that, Brett Moffitt leading with three or four laps to go. Out of gas, I should say really two laps to go, because Brett Moffitt was looking to win another race, which would have been back-to-back races for Moffitt. Instead, I'm going to run out of gas. Tyler Ingram's going to come up and get the checkered flag, get the win. Not only that, playoff shake-up time in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series. This thing just got turned upside down. For sure. So you thought that Kyle Busch Motorsports was in trouble. We got another individual team in trouble here. But Tyler Ingram, well deserved. This is, you know, Tyler Ingram was a couple of races. It was in the 87, you know, a starting part team, whatever we was doing there. Fortunately, not continuing to show amount of proof he's doing. But hell yeah, you know, Tyler Ingram, that 17 back in the truck playoffs. And you know, as much as I don't want to get too worked up on this right now, but you know, Kevin Bonneau Mangan, that name should be familiar to you guys. This cat led Martin Truex Jr. to two Xfinity championships back in the old school days, back in 03 and 04. But Ingram getting it done. This 17 has been solid, and I really thought I struggled with this lap traffic pick here. Because I went back between Harrison Burton, Ingram, and Granfinger. Yeah, I'm going to get Granfinger in a second, but I really struggle with that. That's the thing, you know. You want to win, right? Or get the most points that you need. But when you're behind the eight ball, like I am all of a sudden, you know, it's this thing hard, man. And it doesn't help when 17 people pick the same driver like it did in the Cup Series last night. Now it's Martin Truex Jr. And MTJ did not have a good and fantastic night there. So maybe caught a break on that front. But here, you know, it gets hard sometimes. But I really struggle with this one, knowing that Tyler Ingram could have a strong night, which he clearly did, winning the race there, surviving the chaos of stage two. And it feels like to me, guys, it's a blur. You're listening to Through Our NASCAR podcast. Post-reaction, literally, from last night's race of the Quaker State 400. And, of course, from the rest of the weekend, the triple-header weekend, which was Kentucky. But back to Gainer Outdoor Review here. I tell you, man, saw after wreck after wreck. We saw more laps on the caution that stage, more than laps run. And I gotta tell you, man, looking at, and we're gonna get to all that here for a wrap show. But as we move, switch our screen down here in the EG3 garage area to the race now. It all actually started, I haven't mentioned this yet. Alright, so while I'm on Truck Series, alright, all started, not even a lap ran in practice yet. The 52 truck. And I'm interested to see what happens here with this, because some people, a couple people on Twitter mentioned there could be points taken away, whatnot, and, you know, there could be penalties here. The 52 truck of Stuart Friesen was taken away, the primary truck was taken away by NASCAR with an illegal part of the situation. Now, again, I haven't had time to, like, read it, study it, or anything like that yet, but that's big. And, of course, you know, and this is going off of Austin Cindric getting hit with an L1 penalty. Not even after, this is not even after the race, folks. This is before activity for the Xfinity Series for the Kentucky weekend. So you have two cars. I'm like, what? I texted you, Big D. Big D. Like, what the hell is going on over there? So it was crazy. Stuart Friesen's truck gets confiscated, and you got Austin hit Cindric. Crew chief taking off premises, and yet still, though, Austin is still sounding the pole, but he had some issue there during the race there, getting spun out by one, with one other car. I forgot the other car was in that with Austin Cindric, surprisingly. But, yeah, Cindric still won the pole, so Brian Wilson, crew chief for Cindric, was taking off the premises there, and I'm surprised that the crew chief here for the 52 wasn't also taken off. So the inconsistency of NASCAR continues. So you're going to take away the Brian Wilson off the premises. You got to do that for Tripp Bruce. So I'm really interested to see what NASCAR does there. I mean, yes, Friesen finishing in the second spot, his favorite spot, yet again, the bridesmaid. That's six, at least for right now, six second place finishes in his career, Stuart Friesen, without the win. That's the most, clearly, by far, than any other driver. So, Friesen, there, getting, and yeah, some of these guys, Friesen, he definitely got lucky, because he was nowhere near the racetrack when the race started. He was out to dinner, or snack time, or whatever it is over there that he was over there doing. But at the end of the night, yet, we find his 52 truck up front. They're balanced the lead there, but he was nowhere. He was kind of far, a little bit far back. Tyler Ankrum there in the mix there. But yeah, Brett Moffitt had a chance to win this race and did not save enough fuel there. Ran out toward the final lap. Ankrum takes the lead and obviously takes it to the bank there to win that race there. And Grant Anfinger, shout out number one. I shouldn't say shout out. Call out number one, Grant Anfinger, lap track fantasy pick. This is going to be last time. So y'all going to know this. It's going to be last time I pick Anfinger this year. Grant Anfinger should have won at least two races. At least one. At least one. Okay? All right. Grant Anfinger, another strong truck. And clearly, I think he's had the faster trucks. I mean, if you take away, yeah, Gateway. No, he was fast there. He won both stages at Gateway, so, and then won a stage at Chicagoland before he and Austin Hill decided putting Grant Anfinger four wide. Anfinger has had the fastest trucks right now. That's over Brett Moffitt, okay? And, I mean, yes, it's hard racing. I understand that. We all love the trucks. Why? Because of this intensity action on the racetrack. But in this instance here, you know, you got a guy on the outside who's running for Xfinity points, and apparently Brandon Jones is like a gnat, man, because he finds the wall or he finds trouble. Unfortunately for him, Brandon Jones, you know, this is the first time I mentioned him all night, because Brandon Jones had a car to win the Xfinity Series, engine failures. This has been the true story of Brandon Jones' career there, and Brandon Jones trying to be, I mean, it's a racing deal, but Grant Anfinger, in that situation there, I mean, you can anybody can play Sunday night quarterback, Monday night quarterback, whatever. In that situation, yeah, you're not thinking, but at the same time, you have a truck to win the race once again. And Grant Infinger, truck is back on the back of the hauler in the garage gear being worked on. Unbelievable. I mean, here we are. I mean, yeah, Jimmy Johnson had a bad night, but again, missed opportunity for points here for myself here. Yes, I can't control the drivers, and we would. We would all be doing that, right? But unfortunate circumstances for Emminger, and Emminger, he has to take better care of the truck, because now, with this win here by Tyler Ankrum, it knocks Emminger back in the spot at this point. So, it's just all in hell right now. And you got to do a truck super. Emminger, he has to take better care of that race car for sure, because he had a truck to win this race. And once again, find that 98 where either a couple laps down or in the garage, which we found it in the garage area. So, in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here, wrapping up with a truck series here tonight on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast EG3 post race reaction edition of the podcast on this special edition, if you want to call it that, recording on a Sunday instead of a Monday due to me being busy. Super busy with VBS here beginning tomorrow, so that's why I moved up recording earlier, planning this out so I don't have to worry about recording at least through this week. So, unfortunate circumstances for him, and then of course, Johnny Sauter. What is going on with the 13? Not qualifying up to 13 status, obviously, and he got lucky in this instance also. Sauter somehow finished in the 10th spot. Yeah, but that's not indicative of what that team's been running or qualifying for that matter, because he and Matt Crafton could have been in the wrecks there, or actually were in wrecks. Maybe correct my vocabulary there. So Sauter gets bailed out there in that instance here. And now, before I run out of time, got to get to what we saw on social media here. First, unfortunately, for EG3 alum Natalie Decker, not our fault in this case here. Spencer Boyd gets in to Decker there. And Decker, I didn't know either her. I want to say Boyd tacked the wall pretty hard in this case. Decker's truck was not in good condition to continue there. And afterwards, after this race is over, after I get off Sling, hop on social media real quick, right? So, this is what is trending right now. This video. All right, so I got a good laugh out of this one. Spencer Boyd, Natalie Decker, hello chat after the race there. And Decker, I said it's the exact same words to you, Big D, that she's had enough. I mean, Decker has had 10 races to this point, if my math's correct, and she's been, I mean, for exception of maybe one or two races, majority of those races, she's been back of the hauler, unfortunately, or a few laps down, or out of the race, or whatever it is. They're not getting enough laps in that 54 truck there. Even though her teammate, Tyler Ankrum, brought home the bacon, Decker brings that 54 truck back in the hauler with another wrecked truck, and then it takes Spencer Hats. Spencer Boyd's hat with her, and it just tosses it back against the hat flip, the backwards flip already with a toss, as they call it there. Natalie Decker there was trending for sure with that. The video was out there, and yeah, she was pissed. Well, let's put it that way. She was pissed off there, and at this point of the year, I don't know. I have no words for that. Hey, she can do what he wants to do there. Spencer, I think, I couldn't really see Spencer's face there. I think he was laughing to get his hat up afterwards there. Was there. So that was pretty funny there. And then this other video. Woo! This other video got serious. Ben Rhodes trying to get to the playoffs. He and Brendan Poole apparently had a little dust up on the racetrack, in the closing laps of this race. Afterwards, this was two clips via Bob Pop Pop Chris. I sorry. I'm about to butcher your last name. I'm sorry. I should know better. But Bob Pockris, that's better. All right. So Ben Rhodes, Brennan Poole go after one another. It was after, really. I mean, it was more Ben Rhodes trying to get it on with Brennan Poole there. And there was a lot of jawing, and Ben Rhodes, he just wanted to fight Brennan Poole's ass right there. And the crew was not half in love with it. One of the crew members of Poole was laughing at him. And so Ben Rhodes got close, but not close enough there. So the frustration there, and the old joke on Twitter, which was very good, which I'm going to take right now here on the Throughout NASCAR podcast, just a couple of minutes here tonight before we wrap this thing up. So Envinger gets in it with Austin Hill. Sauter gets in it with Austin Hill. Now Ben Rhodes gets after it with not Austin Hill, but with Brennan Poole. So who does that leave left? Matt Crafton, the wily veteran, yet to get involved in a little driver scrimmage this year. So ThorSport Racing, ThorSport Racing has only one win this year and should have more, like I said earlier tonight, Big D. They should have at least two or three because of Grant Enfinger. Grant Enfinger has strong trucks and not capitalizing on them. So, yeah, Ben Rhodes trying to get it on there with Brennan Poole, and he had to be held back. So that was a little serious on that front there. So top 10 real quick here as we back up to where I was with the top 10 real quick rundown. Tyler Anchoring with the upset. And yes, the old word sponsorship deal. You know, he should get sponsored because, yeah, you're going to the playoffs. You're going to need sponsorship, right? To continue, you have to get sponsorship. That's just automatic right there. It has to be automatic there. So, Ankrum, your winner. First-time winner of Truck Series. Stuart Friesen, Harrison Burton. And, oh, yeah, that Ross Chastain guy. Yeah, he's in the top 20 in points now officially. He finished fourth. Dylan Lupton, that Lupton dude. Top five run for him. Austin Wayne self, quietly sixth. Brett Moffitt, heartbreak city for him. Seventh, Spencer Davis in the 11th. In the 8th spot, in the 11 truck, Jeb Burton in the 44 finished 9th. And like I said earlier, Johnny Sauter finished in the 10th spot. Notables here, Matt Crafton, 13th. Todd Gillen finished 17th. Sheldon Creed, who looked really good also. Sheldon Creed had a fast 2 truck, and it looked like it was going to be that dude getting in the playoffs. Not to be, had a rough second half of the race, 21st for Creed. Envinger, 24th after he and Brandon Jones, the leaders of the race towards stage 2, get involved in a wreck off of turn 4 right there. That's some, and Austin Hill had his issues of his own with his truck, 31st. That's your buckle up of your truck results, the 225 there. So the next time we will see the trucks back in action, it's picking up here real quick. It is Pocono in a couple of weeks here. Let me get the date here straight real quick. July 27th. That is the end of the month. Well, next time we see those trucks and all. If you thought all this intensity on and off the track was picking up, it's just going to keep ramping and ramping up here as we get closer to the regular season here in the trucks. Let's go to the standings here real quick. And let's just focus on the plot picture here for a second here. Yeah, Ross Chastain. Yeah. Oh, yeah. In. Ankrum, in. Sauter is in, obviously, still. Moffitt is in. And then you got to go back. So, Envinger, Friesen, Matt Crafton hold the last spot. And you notice, no KBM trucks and no 99 truck of Ben Rhodes of ThorSport is in it either. So, whew, things are going to get really, really dicey here in the final few races for the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series. Cannot wait to the end of this month for the trucks. 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast about to come to a close. Eddie Gritter III, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Big D, producer of the podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas. ET3 helmet stickers. Before we wrap up tonight's show, let's get right after it. And a couple of shout-outs here real quick. Lewis Hamilton, another win for Lewis earlier today. And I got finished watching the IndyCar race at Toronto. Shout out to Robert Wickens and that's going to be a perfect transition. I'm going to save him. This was on a spur of the moment deal here. Save him for a second here. Winner, Simon Pagenaud, you're the Indy 500 winner from earlier this year, won today at Toronto there. He's putting himself in the championship mix right there. And before we get to EG3, stick your chin real quick. And this guy is going to get into it. Have not mentioned this dude all show long until right now. Matt Kenseth, Iceman. Matt Kenseth getting it done. Slinger Nationals. And apparently, that was his eighth win in the Slinger Nationals. Putting a move on Ty Majeski. Final lap. Like Kurt Busch putting the move on Kyle Busch last night. Matt Kenseth put the moves on Ty Majeski there. And dude still got it, man. Matt Kenseth bring home a checkered flag in the Slinger Nationals. All right. EG3 helmet stickers. We got a lot of them here. Let's get right down to it here real quick for a wrap show up. Tyler Ankrum, Harrison Burton, Austin Wayne Self, EG3 helmet stickers from the Truck Series race, Xfinity, mine, Cole Custer, Chase Briscoe, and I gave mine here to Riley Herbst, quietly finished just outside the top 10 in 11th, EG3 helmet sticker, one more time in the Cup Series, obviously that one car, Kurt Busch, Eric Jones, Chris Buescher, EG3 helmet stickers, honorable mentions, and we got three of them. Obviously, Big D, his Daniel Suarez, EG3 helmet stickers, and more honorable mentions, Matt Kenseth, Robert Wickens, EG3 helmet stickers, this week on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Yeah, I told you we had a lot of them here. Again, Kurt Busch, Eric Jones, Chris Buescher, Daniel Suarez, Big D's honorable mention, Cole Custer, Chase Briscoe, Riley Herbst, Tyler Ankrum, Austin Wayne Self, Harrison Burton, Robert Wickens, Matt Kenseth, EG3 helmet stickers of the week, and the big boys heading to New Hampshire this upcoming weekend for their race with a Gainer. That is the wrong list there. The Foxwoods Resort Casino 300, 2 o'clock local time, start 3 o'clock Eastern time. On NBCSN, PRN is doing double duty on NBCSN. Man, Big D, I tell you what, man. The intensity is going to get even more ramped up. And we're going to a short track. These restarts, man, they're just going to get wilder and wilder here as we progress here. You got to expect it. If you don't, you're going to be out to lunch. Big D, let's wrap it on that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, post-race edition style of the podcast. Remember, folks, be on the lookout for my interview with Blake Lothian this week. And it's coming out on Tuesday. Post-race coming, reaction coming on what's not usual. I will be superhero, alpha man, at Manhattan Church of Christ this week. VBS, can't wait to get those kids pumped up. I'm just fired up. Come off of last night's thrilling finish. If you didn't like that finish, then I don't know what you're looking at. So, Big D, thanks for your help this tonight on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Gray III, a.k.a. EG3. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight's post-race reaction of Kentucky. Man, we saw it all. Domination, drama, off the racetrack. Brothers getting it on in the final laps of the race in overtime. Congratulations, Cole Custer, Tyler Ankrum, and Kurt Busch. Your winners this weekend from Kentucky. Oh, man, it's going to get good, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to New Hampshire. Buckle up. We'll talk to you next time on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Thank you.
NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going three wide.